Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. The Indiana Bats came alive against a quintet of Rutgers pitchers to clinch a fourth straight Big Ten Series victory on Saturday. Drew Berg got the win on the mound with five innings of scoreless relief. Devin Taylor had two home runs and a triple from the leadoff spot. Both teams played stellar defense, including right fielder Nick Mitchell, who made a leaping grab up against the right field wall in the top of the seventh inning. The media met with Burr, Mitchell, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
So, Drew, you obviously came in a tough situation, managed to lock things down and just keep them at bay over the course of the game. What was working for you today?
I was really just getting ahead of hitters, just attacking them and pounding the strike zone. We know they're an aggressive team, so we were like, let's go after them. If they want to get themselves out early, we'll let that work. And so the big thing was just pounding the strike zone and just see how long I could get us to keep us in the ballgame.
Drew, a couple big outings for you in conference play when the teams needed you, you stepped up. What does it mean for you to be in that role?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that's why I came here. I came to these big games because, I mean, we're a great team. And I'm just trying to do the best I can to just do my job and to keep us in a position to win ball games. And I just love these big moments, and I just love how we're reacting to it and adapting each and every day and just continue to get better. So I can't wait for tomorrow and looking forward.
Nick, you guys saw a bunch of lefties the last 2 days. Where did you get that 15 runs off those lefties? What did you guys see fall out of their arms?
I mean, I think it's just like having the same approach against righties, like not trying to do anything different, just staying up the middle, like not pulling off balls, just having that same approach, and it'll work out.
Nick, you guys have been really tough defensively the last couple days, and you in particular had a really great play there at the wall. Kind of just talk about defense as a team right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we take pride in. We work a lot in practice on defense. It's like probably the biggest thing we do. So, I mean, it's all that work that we put in, and it just plays out on the field.
Drew, for you individually, what's kind of been the biggest thing that you've had to work on as the season's gone on to lead to your success?
Just kind of adapting to each and every team and each and every day. Just kind of going to the ballpark, seeing what their plan is, and then might have to adjust mid-game and just try to just do whatever I need to do that day and not try to just be one-dimensional and be able to adjust to the other team and what they're thinking of and maybe what will get them out. So just kind of adapting.
Did you know you were going to come in and get the rest of the innings today, or was that kind of an inning-by-inning thing?
It was more of an inning-by-inning. It was just, let's go see how long we can go, and then especially it helped the offense, added some runs there late to kind of really make it a little easier. We don't have to kind of push somebody in the pen. So it was nice that they came in and didn't give away at bats in the end and just kept adding on.
You guys kind of have your backs against the wall. There's a sense of urgency to get wins or series wins specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every game is super important right now, and we know that. So, I mean, we're just going into every game like it's the biggest game of the year.
Throughout some of today, Nick, you guys did struggle a little bit when they were making pitching changes. The team did break out there in the eighth after a pitching change. Is that a conversation you guys had when they would make changes?
Yeah, we did just talk about it. We need to be better about like making adjustments right away when they bring in a new pitcher, because that's something they've been doing a lot to us recently. So I think it's just making adjustments right away, like watching the pitcher when he's warming up and just seeing what he's got.
Nick, when you've got Devin at the top of the order doing what he did today, how much confidence does that give to the rest of the order?
Well, it makes a big difference. I mean, when you lead off the game with a home run, and it just, like, it helps the whole team get going. So, I mean, you know you can hit the guy, and it really does help.
And that's allowed you guys to get into the Rutgers bullpen pretty deep. They've used a lot of different pitchers. How do you feel going into the series now?
I feel good. I mean, we just got to keep it going from where we've been doing the last 2 days. And, just keep that same approach and mindset that we had.
Going through today, you guys struggled a little bit when they would make pitching changes. And then, totally different story, changed the game in the eighth. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, it's actually that was the main talking point in the post-game meeting. Was we do a really good job with, you know, with information, with the scouting report. Second time through, we just have to do a better job. You know, if you were pitching to us, and so we have a good offense on the right day, the one thing you would do is you would make consistent changes in RBI situations. And Steve Owens has won a lot of games. He's a smart guy. And he made those changes, and we didn't adjust nearly fast enough. And so we've got to be able to, you know, the difference in a four-seam and a sinker, there's a big difference. And how do we adjust to that more quickly? you know, I think part of it is paying attention when the guys, just because there's guys on base, inning's not over. So paying attention when the guy shows a slider, what it looks like and what the fastball profile is. We're not that we're goofing off, but are we really engaged in being prepared when we go up there? I think that's a big part of it. I think part of it is, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right? You got to be able to make an adjustment. We didn't do that a couple times today. And then the information that the guy that just was out or struggled with or hit whatever it is, when he comes back in the dugout, the information you get, you know, be a good teammate, make sure you give it to guys. But, yeah, we really had – I know we scored 12 runs, but we left a lot of guys on – a lot of big innings that we had started that we just didn't finish. I mean, we were really poor at managing the pitching change mid-inning to good arms, right? They're not making pitching changes to guys that can't pitch or that aren't any good. They're making pitching changes to good arms, and they did a good job of changing profiles. So it wasn't, hey, four-seam to four-seam or lefty to lefty. It's lefty to righty. It's four-seam to sinker. It's slider to change up, whatever that may be. And we just were not very good. I was frustrated and disappointed with our ability to do a better job of adjusting kind of midstream there to what the profile was. And you just have to have a different plan when you go up there with those guys. And we have to be better at that if we're going to continue to win, because you're not just going to roll out and have, you know, 16 hits against guys if you can't manage at bats better when guys are in scoring position when they make a pitching change. You're exactly right.
But Jake did break through there in the eighth.
Oh, he did. I was just mad about the first seven innings. So. But he did. And Jake's been like that the entirety of his time. He's probably our most dutiful RBI guy. He's hit a bunch of balls hard recently, and then he came through for us like he has multiple times with guys in scoring position and Carter's homer there afterwards. But Jake has been a tremendous. He's been a godsend to us. Defensively, but offensively, really, where he's better in those situations. I think they pitch to his strength. A lot of times they pitch backwards, so he gets a lot more off-speed pitches, and they pitch out over the plate. You don't want to hit a guy with guys in scoring position, and so they throw off-speed and pitch away and right into his strength. And he just, I don't know, he's got something where he really is able to focus and be dutiful, and he's come through a number of times for us and kind of opened it up. And kind of just the confidence that comes with it afterwards. Okay, we broke it open. There's three. Let's keep going. Yeah, you know, get a guy on base, and then the big homer there, and Ogle opens it up.
Coach, you stressed the importance of winning Big Ten series after losing that first with Illinois. You're four straight. How do you assess your team in three weekend series from winning Big Ten play?
I would say we've gotten a lot better over the course of the last month. You know, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but. I think, you know, early on when you have some of the injuries and it's like the unexpected blow lands hardest, right? And so you have some, all of a sudden the landscape changes and you have an unexpected, you're in a spot you didn't think you would be in. And we didn't handle it very well. We weren't tough. It's like, okay, well, you're not just going to blow people out and win 12-2 like you wanted. And so now you're going to have to fight and you're going to have to get tough and we're going to have to get some guys better along the way. And we didn't do that in that month stretch, and that's what's disappointing. But since then, we've just like gradually gotten better at being tougher. It's just going to be a fight, kind of getting back. You know, you look at it going into last year, and you thought, hey, we're going to have a dog fight to win every game. Well, that was the expectation. You come in with it, and you make it a dog fight, and you're just tough enough to keep finding a way to win, and then that becomes your identity. And we didn't do that when things got hard. And then we gradually got back to that. And that's how we've played much more so as of late. It's going to be hard. It's going to be 12-8. It's going to be 13-11. Like, we're just going to figure it out. And so I think if that's your expectation going in, then it's a lot easier for you to, when you're in the middle of a fight and you're up and then you're down and you're back up, like that's what I thought might happen. And so I'm able to fight my way through it. So that would be the thing that I think that has been the biggest change in our mindset. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop pouting. Stop making excuses. Just get your butt in there and fight and compete and play the game. We have to play the game. And then I think the growth on the mound with Coach Glenn has done with those guys has been tremendous. You know, Drew Burr, think about how much Drew Burr has grown from the beginning of the year to now. Ty Bothwell from last year to this year. You know, just on, the list goes on, Vogel and all those guys, ADP. And they had to keep getting better. You have to keep coaching. You don't just get to push your chips in and be like, oh, I'm done. This isn't fun anymore. You have to show up and coach and practice and get better. And the players have to be able to navigate in ways they may not have anticipated. You know, we had to go cutters up and in. it's like they're going to keel you away, right? They want to hit the ball the other way. That's what they do. They're going to be in the middle of the field. They're going to hit fastballs and cutters the other way. So it's mid outing. We're just throwing all cutters up and in. And it's like we're just going to throw them until you adjust to them. And then the outside of the plate opens back up again. And so you could see the mid-game adjustment. Look at what Tyra Bardick did against Penn State. Like, whoever would have thought you're going to have to throw, like, elevated backdoor sliders. Like, hey, that's what we're going to have to do today. And so the ability to adjust has helped us throughout the season. And kudos to Coach Glant for just keep showing up and keep coaching, keep looking at the numbers, keep finding a path. And then kudos to the kids for finding a way to execute those plans. So that's what I would see. We're obviously in a much better spot than we were a month ago. But it's through just the fundamental aspect of the game, being tough as hell, and then finding ways to execute and navigate, and we put ourselves back in a position to compete at a high level.
We've only used five pitchers the first couple of games this weekend, especially after 12 innings on Wednesday and fully being doubtful. What does it do for your confidence going into tomorrow?
Well, it gives us a huge opportunity. Now, we're going to have to chop it up, I would imagine, tomorrow a lot more. But Drew Burr's outing today, I mean, really gives us a chance to be competitive. It gives, I think, the other guys that are growing up along with them, it gives them confidence to know that it's like, hey, my buddy did it, I can do it too. And I've got someone to look at that's like, well, he's getting better. Well, why the hell am I not? You know, if he can do it, I can do it. And I think success breeds confidence, and then it's contagious, right? When a guy comes up, a big RBI situation like Jake Stadler does, it's like, well, if Jake can do it, I can do it. If Drew Burr can change his pitch profile in the middle, well, why can't you do that, right? And so it does give us an opportunity tomorrow. We'll probably have to chop it up. Bardrick will start. We'll have to chop it up tomorrow like they did to us today. But the guys that are coming in, they may not have the ability to go 6 or 9 outs, but they've all got the ability to go 3. And if you execute to your pitch plan, you can get 3 outs. Just be the closer of your inning. Just finish this inning and then hand it off to the next guy. It's like a relay race, right? It's like a 9-leg relay race. If you have to go 9 guys tomorrow, you just hand it off, hand the ball off. You can go get 3 outs before they score 3 runs. And then you have a couple innings, you know, that what was the 8th, where the first guy hammers one, Mitchell makes a great play. The next one's like a one-hop shot at Burr, and the next one's a line down at Cerny. There'll be some of those innings, man. You may get hit hard, but you get 3 outs before they get 2 or 3 runs, and you hand the ball off to the next guy. So I think it gives confidence. I think it gives belief. I think it shows a path to the next guy. And those guys are capable. Like I've said all along, even when we were getting hammered and it looked like hell, and I was like, we're capable. I've just seen them do it. I know they can do it, and we've gotten better. So those guys tomorrow, they're capable. Just keep it at 6 or 7 or less, 8 or less. Just hang in there. Just hang in there. And then the offense, just keep doing what you're doing and keep showing up, keep playing good defense. And I don't care how we win, 13 to 11. I don't care what the ERA says. Just find a way to win the damn game and keep your way through it. We have enough guys to do that.
Coach, with the changes you've made to the batting order this weekend, have you seen the desired effects and outcomes you wanted to from the lineup with
yeah,
the new
yeah,
way it looks?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it 100 times, but if the team ever loses the belief that the coach will play the best players or play the guys that are playing the best in the right spots, then they lose the belief in the coach. We all have to be held to account, me included, right? And when we play bad and I get my chops busted, rightfully so. That's the way that it goes. We're all held to account. And so that's the way the lineup goes. And I try not to change it a ton, but when the game is saying that you got to change it, you got to change it. You know, Nick Mitchell has been terrific in RBI situations time and time and time again. So he is more of a prototypical leadoff guy from his stature and from his build, but he's great in RBI situations. Well, nobody wants to pitch to Devin Taylor. So it's like, all right, don't pitch to him, the first guy of the game. I don't know. Don't pitch to him. Or do pitch to him. And Devin's been swinging it a lot better. And Josh Pine's gotten so much better in the last month, and so he's been good there. I tell you what really has given us the opportunity to move some guys around has been the stability of Joey B and of Jake Stadler there in the middle. When we can have a couple RBI guys that are dutiful in the middle, then I can move guys up or move guys down. And then we've had those freshman guys in the 8-9 spot overall between, you know, Oliver and this weekend. Sefcik's been amazing, right? He's been awesome. And then Wiggins, when he was in before the injury, those guys have given us a jolt at the bottom, and that's big. If you could hide a really dynamic young guy with some thump in a position in the batting order where maybe he gets one more fastball, maybe the pitcher, you know, lays one more breaking ball over the middle and he changes the game in a hurry. So, yes, I would say that the changes have given the desired effect. And we've had throughout the course of the year, we've had some really good players that I believe in that have got dropped down and then have worked their way back up to the top. And so, you know, if those guys do that, they again, you have to do that as a coach. You have to move guys if you have to. But I have confidence in their ability to get back in there, just like Devin did, just like Josh Pine did, just like other guys have done. But Joey and Jake have given us stability in the middle to be able to move guys around and try to get them in the best positions to have success.
Sunday Reds tomorrow?
Sorry?
Sunday Reds tomorrow?
Shit, man. Don't tell the kids. They might have forgotten about it.
The Hoosiers and Scarlet Knights are back at it today, Sunday, 11 a.m. on Big Ten Network. See you at the BART.